You'd have missed. You didn't have time to think about it, talk about it. Okay, Echshia. Fine, everyone I think already heard the Shaila we're going to talk about, we'll start with, is the Madami and Shulchan, and also the Madami and the Lachan. Both said. Same person, don't worry. They both, if someone wants to warm up his challah for Shabbos, wants to have a nice challah Friday night or whatever, so, like many people do, so what does he do? He puts the challah on top of the lid of the challah pot. Well, wait, when we do Tzadizai, we'll see, but how maybe you just ask for your challah because now you made flesh your challah? That's different. We're not going to get into that. But now, let's assume you didn't ask for your challah. Now, you want to eat a slice of challah later. Let's say, you summon this leftover challah, you have it by Shal Shodas, or you parish Shal Shodas, or you have it Sunday morning for breakfast, or whatever it is. But today, Madani and Shulchan, this challah is now Tavshul Shabbosah. Because there's blias of basa that are going to go through the lid of the pot into the challah. Because the zeya inside the pot goes up to the lid. And we know from Simon Sadi Bays that the blias, if a liquid hits a pot, it goes through the defamis. So it's going to hit the challah, it's going to make the challah fleshig. The challah of a dinner tavshul shal basa. And we're not to have even tavshul shal gvina, but certainly gvina atzmai, after tavshul shal basa. So you're going to have to wait 6 hours after you eat this challah. This challah that doesn't even taste flesh. You don't even taste any meat. You're going to have to wait 6 hours before you can eat the any nachas. That's what's about Madami Shulchan. You asked about this. There's two nekudas. I will address that. He admits basically there's two main yesodas that he's putting together. He's being mitzaref, if you will. He's making a tzirif l'chumr. He's putting together two hanachas. Let's call it that. His chumr is based on two hanachas. Number one is coming to answer what Naftali asked. Is l'chayra, it's not barnat. Because the meat went into the wall of the pot. The wall of the pot went into the challah. The challah is duchpar, was parif. So it's not barnat de hetero. What's the classic case of not barnat, which we will learn Bezos Hashem towards the beginning of winter's month, because we're going to finish before the end of winter's month, in the middle, sometime in the middle, hopefully. So it has to be the first half. We're going to learn in Sadi Hey by not barnat. The classic not barnat is like this. I have my fleishig pan. In other words, I've cooked meat in a pot, in a pan. It's not my fleishig pan. It's ben yaymer, but it's clean, spotlessly clean. I scrubbed it well. You steal wool, scotch brite, whatever you want, soap, water. Now I went and fried fish in the same pan. Or, for argument's sake, let's not get into it. Fried fish in the pan, put hot fish in the pan. The fish now is theoretically b'lei tam baser. Let's say, for argument's sake, you have tam baser in your fish. Right? Because tam went in the frying pan. You know, sheesh in the fish can I get the frying pan. So you're going to taste meaty fish. Halacha is, though, you're allowed to have these fish even with kutach, even with milchitz. Why? Because what happened, Tom went from the baser to the pan, that's Tom Rishon. Tom went from the pan into the fish, that's Tom Shady. So it's nice and Tom, bar nice and Tom, it's two steps removed from the meat. And this fish, which is Tom baser in it, but it's still hatter, because it still didn't touch any milk yet. So that's called not bar not dehetera. It's two steps removed from the milk, meat itself, and it's still hatter. And it's mutter to eat with milk. What? What? Ramos Machmer, if it was Dark Bishop. I said fry and whatever. Yeah, he says all. The Gemara says all. So Ramos is not for all and not Nizbash. Yeah, for simplicity's sake, I don't want to get into that now. Just trying to get, because again, when we learn Sadi Hegu, don't worry, we'll learn it well. But now it's just, this is cue a side point. So that's the classic case of not burnout. So L'chaira, this should be the same thing. The tam from the basar went into the lid of the pot. From the lid of the pot into the challah, the challah should be like my fish. The lid of the pot should be like the frying pan. The challah should be like the fish. And the Gemara said, you're allowed to have the fish with kutach, with milchigs. So why can't I have the challah mamish with milchigs? So the problem is that there's an important difference between the two cases, according to the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das says, because the case of the Gemara of not barnat, what happened? I cooked meat, and then I took out the meat. Then I put the fish in. So it was za'ach ha'zer. It wasn't b'vasach. But if I cook the b'vasachas, so on that the Chavos Das says, we don't say not barnat. It's not all like one tam rishon. Why? Because we mentioned in Sadi Beis, because the blias in a pot, in a cooking pot, are mekusha to the contents of the pot. So it's not two steps. Once if it's cooking, if right now it's cooking, it's all together, it's all one. So it's Makusher, and it's all one, and it's not called Tam Sheni, it's not Barnav, it's all Tam Rishon, and Mamela, according to Chavis Das, it's Tam Rishon. So Mamela is, he says, so this, you're chal on the lid of the pot, since right now the pot's cooking, that's called Tam Rishon. And Mamela, there's no Nat Barnav. So Nat Barnav's not going to help you. Again, you know what I mentioned, this is a Hanochel, why? Because this is Shitas Chavis Das. The Beis Ephraim argues in the Chavis Das, and there's a big machlokes in place in how we pass it. So he's coming with a hanocha that we're at least machmir for the chavas das. Fine. Lomazog. L'maisa, agav. So then your chala will be not bar not, which is mutter, but it'll be flesh. Right. That's what he's saying. L'maisa is, I think that the chavas das, we might see his mucha, great good in a place, we'll hold that when we get to Tzadi Zayin, because, whatever, the shachan tells the Tzadi Zayin and mucha came over the chavas das. If you saw the Chavis Das Tzadi Zayin, you know that. Otherwise, we'll wait till we get to Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Hei, or both. Fine. So that's the first Hanocha. Okay, so L'maisa, let's leave it at the second Hanocha is our sin. Second Hanocha is he understands that even though the Chayr were here, you're not going to, unless we're talking about a Kailud, whatever, but that's unless you're talking about a Bris Chala, and even then, you're not going to shishim in your chala connected the chalat. Even connected the meat in the chalat. I just thought of another tier plan. Anyway, you're not going to have shishim. So, elamai what? You're going to have the sinus tamen in the chala. So, since he says, reiv paiskin, don't paskin like the shachar, at least the havana and the shachar is matri, even when there's no shishim. Reiv paiskin say, you need either a clean pot legamri or at least shishin. Can I get any mamoshes in the pot? Not like pashtus of the shach. So he says that love is not like pashtus of the shach. Very place we don't hold like the shach. So the mele, that's so it's going to be boss. It's going to be tam boss. It's not going to be not barnat, and it's not going to be and it's not going to be like the shach that it's mutter because you don't have shishin connected to tam boss. So the mele is he says you're going to have to wait 6 hours. It's going to be like a regular tavshin shul bosser. And you're going to have to wait 6 hours after you do this challah so you can have milk.
How much mamoshes are
going
to be there?
No more.
How much
shishim can I get? What? Tom. Would that be right? You only need to take the meat. Right? We don't say chana, because we don't say chana on hatu. See, you won't, the potatoes don't become fleshy from your shishim against the potatoes. Look, it depends how you make your chalat. But probably even a challah together with the potatoes isn't going to get you shishim against the meat. Whatever. You just put like one chicken in there, it's the eitz is nice, so maybe. But. Fine. What? Before I forget, I don't have it written here. I just thought it's l'maisa. Anyway, so it sounds like a geshmak, merapsinigri chumra here, which we always like taking apart. And it's a good excuse anyway to go through the sukkah. But I did, it just occurred to me, L'chayor, what's the reason, it's, I don't know if this is the right place to mention, but I'm trying to forget. Again, what the whole hanocha here is, that your tam baser in the zay is going up and hitting the lid of the pot, and it's going to be like the tipa hitting the pot and go straight through into the challah. That's L'chayor only true, kolman is mal resiv. We only say that a kisu kedera makes everything when maila ki'ilus kedera right, and kolman is being mal resiv. But derech, I guess, can maybe if he's a black or a plata or whatever, certainly a large challenge on a plata is not mala resich. In which case, in L'chari, the whole shadow wouldn't start. L'chari, if it's not mala resich, the whole shadow doesn't start.
What is the plata that's swelling before and all this
time? It would depend on the size of your challenge. If you're making a challenge that's enough food for four people, and you're only using a small pot, only fill it halfway, it'll get it hot. I can tell you, if you take a 12-quart pan pot and you fill it till within an inch of the top or whatever it is, it's not bubbling.
It's not.
On a plata. On a plata. On a regular, there's also different brands of plata, some are hotter than others. But even the hot plata.
I remember seeing a very big thing boiling
hot. Blast on a plata. A blast is hotter than a plata usually. I used to use a blast and the chalet would burn and it would dry up. On an electric plata, and a plata means electric, so then it might never dries up, I never need to get the shot of adding water in Shabbos, and it doesn't bubble either.
Yeah, Malo
Resichim
is bubbling away, or like a bubble here and there?
Malo Resichim, for Hagol's Kehla, Malo Resichim is not bubbling away. Does it mean the same thing for this? Luchari, that is Malo Resichim, that's Kach of Malo Resichim.
The Tzal says, like he said,
yeah,
that it's not constantly being Malo Resichim. So it says, but it's something derived from the Tzal.
So she's not constantly being Oyla, but here, again, the Metzias, let's say my Metzias in Homer. If you're talking about a big pot of challah on an electric plaza, it's on Shabbos morning, it's been 12 hours since it last boiled. So I don't think that the Taz is talking about a case. He's talking about a case where, you know, the pan is something closing, and it doesn't, it's like it's cooling. Right? But again, when you're doing it on an open flame, and you're simmering, so it's like mamash on the borderline of Malar Sikha, so sometimes it'll be a little harder, sometimes it'll, you know, every couple of minutes it'll be Malar Sikha, and it'll stop, Malar Sikha, and stop. But if it's mamash 12 hours, it hasn't been Malar Sikha. Now again, I might... Okay.
Second name is nothing.
That that we say that when it's covered, the Shalei Keneged Aroitiv becomes like Keneged Aroitiv is only because it's Malar Sikha, because there's Zeya there. If it's not Malar Sikha. Enough Zayin to make a Canadian right to with Malar Sikha. Just like we say also by Mogis, by Shabbos, that there's a problem covering a pop because it's like stirring it. It's only is also only with Malar Sikha. It's not a problem. It's not Malar Sikha. Near Vekisa. I'll tell you the point of it by near Vekisa. That the Kisua makes it Ki'ilu near is only when it's Malar Sikha, because then. You say maybe it's a little different. But Lucharis here is only, you say it's only if it's Malar Sikha as he's bringing from the Taz, at least when it's sometimes Malar Sikha. But if it's never Malar Sikha, so then Lucharis are less than the following, it's not going to be called Knegat Arab. Anyway, we know, so Lucharis, if that's the Metzias, Lucharis, the Shaila doesn't start anyway. Okay, but actually, let's assume it's not a Metzias. Let's say you're using a black, let's say you've got a smaller challenge, and it is bubbling. So number one, just to be Mavar a little bit more, so again, obviously we're not going to spend very much of our time on his first Hanacha because we didn't learn that by not, and I'm not going to bore you with trying to explain this if you didn't learn it. We'll wait until we learn it. But the one thing is, it's just interesting to point out, and again, we'll go into it more when we get there, but the Yad Yehuda there by not explains what is the Yusayid of the Machlaikis between the Yad Yehuda and the Beis Ephraim, whether we're going to call Bavas Achas not by not a Hamrishan. He says it's totally in our good friend in Sadi Beis, the machloikis of Tipus Chol of Shenofa Adoifin Akadero Keneged Haroitiv, like the smach, he says it's Kilu Rafa Bifnim. Because why? Because it Vaday goes straight through the pot in. So if that's true, so then it's Hamishan. It went straight through. It didn't stop in the pot. So the Chavis Das, who says that not by not Bishas Bishop of As Achas, is called Tamrishain, because he holds that Allah is like the smack. The Tipa Shanafa can I get a right to go straight in. However, the Beis Ephraim, who's Chaylik, it says even Bavas Achas is considered not by not, which is Mutter, is because he holds like the Mamre Rottenberg, that we say that it's a sophic. Maybe it's mispashit, maybe it goes in. And on the Sabbath it's mispashit, at least it's going to stay, it will be not by not. Because it'll first go into the Kli, and only then afterwards go on from the Kli into the Chal. Actually, an interesting point. But however, it is the Leis and Shulchan of Ramach, where it's Machmir for the Shita of Mamre Rottenberg. So Lechaira, it's not, at least, it's at least the sophic. Actually, Lamais is though, as I mentioned in Sadi Zayin, L'chayr the Shachem Taz do pass me, or at least Machmer for the Chavis Das. So at least our regular Achas, L'chayr there should be a mocking to be Machmer, at least, not more than a Sofik, but he's not saying it's more than a Sofik. There should at least be a mocking Mishum Sofik to be Chayshish for the Chavis Das. So let's get on to what we really want to know as far as Sukkot. What is this really going to be, Kedeiru, is this really going to be Tavshil Shavos? Is our Chala Tavshil Shavos. So to understand that, we have to understand what is, again, where is he coming from? He's coming from the assumption that Allah is not like the Shach, or at least not like the Pasha Havon and the Shach, by Kneir Shloi Hudchiyof. So let's go, what is Pshat and the Shach? So for starters, let's just start with the Ramah. The Ramah said that he said, "In ein baser b'tavshul, rapshin is bashul b'kaderishul baser mutul lechol achav gvina." if you cooked your parrot food in a kederish or basar, so then it's mutter to eat after it. There's no problem, it's not called tafshal shabasar, it's mutter to eat right after it, even minimum. So what's Havana, what is the Havana of the Rambam? So, if you wouldn't want to learn like the Shach, you have the option of the Rabbi Kiva and the Beis Meir. They say, let's say, well, my Lord, we're talking about Mamash Plitas Kalim. Now, the Shach's bothered, Plitas Kalim, what does Rambam mean? Rambam is Plitas Kalim is not burnt out. That's even mutter with the Chol of Mamash. So the Beis Meir and the Rabbi Kiva say, I'll tell you, Lord, Lord, we're talking about Plitas Kalim. No, it was. There's cases of Plitas Kalim, which are not, don't have a hatcher of not by not to eat them together with Chol. Lamashal is Dover Charif. Dover Charif, as we'll learn when we get to Naparnat, or actually when we get to Tzadi Zion, Tzadi Bav. Naparnat is Tzadi Hay. Charif is Tzadi Bav. But Dover Charif schleps out of a kli the Tamrishan. It prevents the Tam from being niklash, from degrading when it goes out of the kli, and maintains it as a Tamrishan. That's what Dover Charif does. So if you have a Dover Charif, it's not going to have the cool of Naparnat. So he said, that must be what the Rambam was talking about. When the Rambam said, "Im ein baser b'tam sharet nisvashol b'kederish al baser mutalech lachav vina," what's the chiddush? Must be the Rambam was talking about a tavshol that's a davar charif. And as we know from other places, Rambam tells me the davar charif means the tavshol is being roiv dvar b'charif. B'chayik is being roiv of the content, or being roiv of the tam. But we're talking about mamish, a very, very spicy dish here. And that's what the Rambam was talking about when he had to come tell me you're going to be able to vina after. Because otherwise it would have been posher. It's not more than that right now. Okay. So look, if you want to avoid saying like the Shach, you could say such a thing. But let's just be upfront about it. It's a big ukim to the Rambam. That is not posher pshat in the Rambam. To say that when the Rambam said, Tavshosh nizbashu b'kederish obasa, is davka talking about a kederish, a tavshosh that's charef ma'ayid, is a big ukim.
Everybody understood that's a bashas of the Ramah.
No,
it was cooked in the Kedera. The
Shach
also understood that's a
bashas
of the Ramah until he himself increased that.
But you know,
the pashas
was mukach,
that's
not true.
But he's making the ukimta.
But not hard. The pashas is not hard. But it's not going to be that. That's ukimta. The ma'aseh tachas, to read the words of the Ramah, is tashas to his bashas of the Ramah, means gavka tashal to who really dover charef, that's an ukimta. That's putting very important words in the Ramah
to this section.
The Shach fits much better in the words of Rambam. Kedera shol baser, and means a dura kedera.
Because it was a
fleshy
kedera. It
fits much better in the words of Rambam. Is it adding words? Yes, but it's a much less of a stretch on Rambam. But besides, I'm saying it's not mafkiyah that Rabbi Kiva and the Beis Meir. That doesn't shlug them up. But just tell me that Lamai said that is not poshup shad of the words of the Rambam. It's zichah not poshup shad of the words of the Rambam. It's davka talking about a case that's really dvar on the charif. That's not poshup shad of the Rambam. They felt that they were more to say. They were bothered by the Shach's kasha. And for whatever reason, they didn't want to say, interestingly enough, they didn't want to say, like the Yehuda mentioned, that there were others, the Rabbi who mentioned 6.2, that the Rambam was the Rambam Shitase, rules that Napa not their official is also taka.
Pringle
also mentioned it? Okay,
yeah, he says because the Ramah over here.
Who has it? Great,
no, but the Pringle Gadim says because the Ramah over here is coming from the Beis Yosef.
That's a tarot.
Okay, so that's a tarot. I'm saying there's a tarot. But the simplest answer would be cute what they ask on the Shah is that the Ramah is Lashitasai. Yes, the Ramah is talking about Plitas Kalim, and he's talking about even not Dover Charif, and it's Lashitasai. Why did the Beis Yosef say it? That's his problem with the Beis Yosef.
Sure,
the
Beis Yosef holds it's okay.
According to the Yosef, when the Beis Yosef brought this case, this din of the Rambam, the Tavshul Shin Zdash, the Kederish of Basar, what was, according to the Yosef, what was the Chiddush in that case? Okay, the same, it's not the Rambam's problem.
So maybe that's a ride to the Shach,
then. Yeah, I mean, they use that to answer the Kash on the Shach. They use that to answer the Kash, in other words, the Shach one was Moichiyach. It must be, we're talking about a dirty pot, because if it was a clean pot, it would be mutter even the basai, it would be mutter even to eat it together with challah because it's not banat. And on that they say, but what, that's very nice l'shitas of mechaber. But we're explaining words in Rambam. And Amol l'shitas could hold that it's a clean pot and it'll still be also together with chalav, because the ass is not banat official. So that's what they say. What's your hechayach? It's a dirty pot. So the answer to that is, you're right, if the Ramon made up this din by himself, it would be a good test, but the Ramon's quoting the Bis Yosef. So, it's not Mughal from the words of Ramon, but it's Mughal from the Makara din in the Bis Yosef, then it must be that the case the Bis Yosef is bringing is somehow a case that the Bis Yosef L'Shikta Sai would have held, is Osiri together with no. So what's that case? So the case of Bis Yosef, so at least the Shach L'Chari has to be right, the case that Bis Yosef is talking about has to be that there's Mamashas here, that wasn't clean. You're right, in the Ramah himself, I could say that it's talking about that it was a perfectly clean pot that wasn't Dvarim Harifim, but then the Ramah is changing the case from the Makar Dvar from the Bis Yosef. So we may look, that's fine. So the Beis Meir and the Rebbe Akiva, they didn't want to say the Ramah's L'shitas, and maybe because, again, they were bad, they didn't want to make the Ramah not like the Bis Yosef. He's quoting it. Okay, so he said it would have been the, he had a different answer. Fine. B'chor Yifin is, so they came up with this Rukim to the Zvarim Harif. So it's Rukim. The Shah of Harif, much more Pashup Shah in the Ramah itself. So the Ramah, the Shah felt the need to say, I'll tell you what we're talking about, where there is, there's still Mamoshes, you didn't clean the pot. Well, there's Mamoshes. Now, what, how much Mamoshes is here? How much Shuman is stuck on the side of the pot? So as, I mean, as the Shah, Mukhar, the Shah's Mukhar, it's hard to say otherwise in the Shah. If you're accepting the Shah's Havon and the Ramah, Mukhar, it's hard to say that we're talking about less than Shishim, because if it was less than Shishim, it's Mufurish and Sadiyeh. But if you're talking about a clean, it's not Ruchutz, but if the Shishim connected the Mamoshes, you didn't accomplish anything. That's considered a clean clean, because Mamoshes is bought with the Shishim. So you didn't gain anything. Vivai were bothered by the Shah's Kasha, that it should be good to eat Mamish with the milk. I'll play that's not by not. So by saying that there's mamoshes, but the shishim connected to mamoshes, you didn't accomplish anything. So l'chayra, Vivai were accepting the shach's, if you want to call it, minor kimta in the Ramah, that he's talking about where it was a dirty pot, it has to be that it was dirty enough that there wasn't shishim connected, the shuman that stuck on the side of the pot. So now do we pass it? If there was shishim in the tavshul connected the shuman stuck on the side of the pot, then it's part of the kusha, the kasha of the shach l'duchte. It should be much even with the chol of mamish. What do you mean? What's the Ramah telling me? I'm allowed to eat chol of right after it. I can eat it with the chol. So you didn't gain anything by saying it's a dirty pot if the shishim connected the dirt. For all intents and purposes, a dirty pot with shishim connected the dirt is a clean pot. So no one really, okay, fine. So that's, and the Maisa, even though I think the Svar is Muhar, that is the Kavan of the Ramah, of the Shach, but for those who like names, I'm not the one who said it in the Shach, the Yad Yud understood the Shach that way, the Yad of Rabbah understood the Shach that way, the Beis Meir understood the Shach that way, and the Rav HaShulchan understood the Shach. They all understood the Shach is talking about even when you're in Shish. Whether they, not able to pass in the Shach, but they all understood that's the Kavan of the Shach. When the Shach says word priyof, he means there is not shishim connected to this mamoshes.
Even the base lechem, that's the way you understand. It understands that if there has to be a case of where you have shishim,
yeah,
he wasn't saying it in the Shach. Everyone agrees. Is there anyone that doesn't say that's
Shach?
No. Yeah, Gershul.
Well,
yeah.
Gershul says in the Shach that you have 60.
Yeah. Why?
What?
That's how I wrote it down.
Does he explain himself?
This is the Gvardnes battle of the Muta.
Right. Exactly. The Chagur Shmuel did not say that. The Chagur Shmuel said the Achash is battle of the Muta. The Shamnudas that's stuck on the side of the pot is Mistatu B'Mi'uta. He didn't say Mistatu B'Shishin. Mistatu B'Mi'uta. We're going to get back to that point. Thank you. Sorry, he didn't say Shishin. No, so I don't think anyone understood the Shach means that it's Batu B'Shishin. I think it's Mu'uta B'Nasvar. There's no way you can say that's Shach B'Shach. But for those who don't want to rely on my Svaras, I'm telling you, four Achreinim who before said, who are clearly understood the Shach the way I just told you, is Mu'uta Svar B'Shach. So it's up to you. Some people say Svar is lovely in the Quran, some people say Quran lovely Svar. So you have names and you have Svar. Fine. So the problem is that once we're talking about Svar, so if we've proven now that the Shach has taught in about a case where you have a lot of Shamnunas on the side of the pot, and I don't have Shishim connected that Shamnunas on the side of the pot, and then when you cook this pot of food in the pot, in this greasy, fleshy pot, presumably the grease melts and mixes in with the tavshil. So what do I have now? I have a formerly pair of tavshil with 3% of shamunah shalvasar dissolved in it. And, what do you have? You have a tavshil shalvasar. So the question comes, according to what the Shah is saying, this is what everyone's bothered by in the Shah, is what's the difference between a keder shvoy hudcha yata and a tavshil shabbat, a regular tavshil shabbat, which the Rambam is coming to explain why this kineru is not a tavshil shabbat, it is mutter to have after a kneena. But what's the difference between them? What's the difference between, and the pesach shuvah seems to have understood, there is no difference. What's the difference if the grease stuff on the side of the pot melted and mixed in with the food, or if I took a piece of schmaltz and threw it in and melted it in with the food? What's the difference? Well, chayra, the shas not to one, it'll be not to the other. So, but then again, it's like they're saying here. I mean, the way the Pesach Tshuva understood, you basically, the way the Pesach Tshuva understood the Shach, and I think, and then basically, I think the Yadu Disclog has a problem, you just eliminated the whole category of Tavshul Shabbosah. I mean, if it's Rav Bosah, that's Bosah, then it's not Tavshul Shabbosah. If the Shuman is a mute, so the Shach's telling me it's not even Tavshul Shabbosah, it's just like a Kedera. It's just like a dirty kedera. So what happens? What is the case of tashul shabbos then?
Tzas means 49%. That's within tzas of the shah.
I don't see the pesach tshuva giving any gather.
The shah says tzas. You say even 49%.
I think, if nothing else, I think when the yadud is asked, bothered in the pesach tshuva, he's understanding, and I would have also understood that even before I saw the yadud. According to the way the pesach tshuva understood the shah, what's the difference? 3%, 5%, 10%, and 49%. Right, ma'at, mute, 49%.
Oh,
that
doesn't mean mute.
That
means a little bit.
How much is a little bit?
I don't know, you didn't tell us. Obviously, but we know that's how we learn the Shach. Obviously, that's how we learn the Shach. We learn the Shach's mortality, you know, a lot of times.
Listen, the question, once you're understanding the Shach that way, yeah, but what's a lot and a little?
There's a question, that's how this question works.
I'm just, fine, we're making things up. So, when we get there, we'll say something like that. But I'm just saying, if you understand, the question that we have to answer is, and we'll answer it, Bezos Hashem. But the question we have to answer is, if you understand the Shach, if you heard of Mughal, the Shach said, so then where is that Gvul? What is that gather? In the Pesach Tshuva, so where is the Gvul? If the Gvul is 49%, if Ma'at means mute, so then you've eliminated the whole category of Tavshul Shabbos. That can't be. It can't be. So then what is the gather? What is the Shach telling me? Where is the Shach going to draw the line between Kedair Shloi Hudcha Yafa, which isn't even Tavshul Shabbos's Mutter of Vina after it, not with it, but after it, and Tavshul Shabbos, which is also Mishum Leturgu with it. Fine. So, we already jumped to this. The Yad Yehuda understood, okay, the Chilak is Kavona. Kavonas. Okay, never mind. But the Yadidus is Kavana. And he's coming with Yadid arguing the Pesach Tshuva. According to him, quantity is not what's important. He understood in the Shach, maybe there's some Gvul, he doesn't mention it, then there's Epesach Gvul. He also is going to have to understand, it doesn't mention Agrafen in the middle there, that even in the Shach there has to be a Gvul, but the Iker, the answer to the question of what's the difference between Kedair Shloi Hudcha and Tavshul is Kavana. Because, and this Rebbeinu seems, and this is the whole question here is what gets you into the gather of Leit Plug, since the whole Tash and Shabbos anyway is only also Mishum Leit Plug. So, what gets you into the Leit Plug? So, if you added the little bit of Schmaltz, so now you, it's a Tash, it has a Shem Tash and Shabbos on it. So, it's Nichlo in the Gzeru, the Chum, or whatever, on the Leit Plug on Tash and Shabbos. If it just happened to be a little dirty and it melted and got mixed in or whatever, that's not a Tash, it's not called the Tash and Shabbos, it doesn't come into the Leit Plug. So, but the mice is, even if you die, I don't think that's the pshat in the shah, but even if it would be, the mice in our case, that would still, going back to our original shah, with the challah on top of the challah pot. Yes, I put the challah on top of the challah pot intentionally, but that's not what the Yad Yehuda means, kavona. The kavona of the Yad Yehuda, what? Exactly! When the Yad Yehuda says kavona, he means my kavona was, I want to give a fleshik tam to the tafshah. So, if I put the challah on top just because I wanted it to get warm, and I didn't want my challah to taste fleshig. So that, I think it's klar min asra, the Yad Yehuda would say, is called without kavanah.
He says, fine.
So I think it's klar, the Yad Yehuda would say that that's called bli kavanah, and at least when he explained the way he's understanding the shach, it's klar he would say that the shach is going to be mapped to that case. Oh, and I skipped the section.
He's claiming that.
So that's what the Yad Yehuda explained. The Shach, according to that, it's not going to be more. The Maaseh, though, who supposedly argues on the Shach? Here. Who does he claim is connected to Shach? He understands that Ezra Kamihud is not like the Shach. The Piskechub is not like the Shach. The Zimchet Tzedek Kafachayim are not like the Shach. The El Yerav, the Birki Yosef, Erech HaSholchan, Yad Yud, the Dav Kechub, he understands they're all not like the Shach. Because they all, in his understanding, require that it should be brought to Bashish. This is the Madan Yeshul. That's the list of Achrayim he brings where Kiyu not like the Shach, or not at least like the Pasha Abom of the Shach. For that matter, and from the names he's bringing, he could have probably thrown in the Chagur Shmuel too. Apparently, he didn't see the Chagur Shmuel because they're all bringing this Lashon of Bottom of Miyuta, which is understanding a Shisha.
He understands Rabbi Kiveger like that.
Rabbi Kiveger was not on the list. It was based on the Yud Piskei Tshuva. What? Zibchei Tzedek Kafel Chaim El Yerav Et Birki Yosef Erech Hashulchan Yad Yehuda Darkei Tshuva. What?
And Beis Meir, I guess it
didn't. He didn't mention the Beis Meir. But the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kiveger were Chayra also.
No, Beis Meir is Mucha.
Okay. And Rabbi Kiveger also were Chayra.
Rabbi Kiveger could be, no,
because
he's giving the substitute
Teretz. Maybe Pasha's not. The Shach being a Teretz. Why is he being a Teretz? Especially Teretz, it's more Dochuk than Divrei Rambam. L'chayra, he's only Mucha to say such a kilter because he didn't.
Beis Meir is Mucha.
He understood Beis Lechem Yehuda's arguing on the Shach, which L'chayra is the way that Piskei Tshuva understood Beis Lechem Yehuda. We'll get there. We'll get back there. I just want a minute. We'll get back there. Fine. So imagine, Piskei Tshuva understood the Shach, everything's kamos, but that's listen to what the gather is going to be. So what the Yad Yehuda at the end of the day, the Maaseh argued on the Shach. He understood that it's all totally in Hagosha's Tam. If there's Tam, if you marigash the Tam, then it's Tavshah Shabbos and it's Asir. And again, the Maaseh, according to the Shach, what the Yad Yehuda himself is saying, that it'll also be mapped to the Chalas. I don't think that you're going to taste fleshes in the Chalas. So the Yad Yehuda himself would also be mapped to the Chalas.
But in the context, he says that you can have Shisha. I don't know if he was clear from what he said in the Aruch. Because there's a mitzvah shishim connected to shlunis. I don't know if he's chaser from what he said.
The story's talking about Kol Mani didn't have a team. The concept is not soisu the arch. L'chari is saying, Stoma, without a team, you'll need shishim. I know Hanani had a team, and he said there's no fleshik tam here. And assuming you could be soimach at least on team as Yisrael, which we basically you could eat. He said you could do in this case. In this case, you could. So Lucharya, I don't think I've ever seen a case where Aruch was cut to the Aruch. Lucharya,
the Adikuda, doesn't the
Adikuda
shouldn't have so much weight because the
Adikuda
is relying on Timas Yisrael.
Right.
Al Timas Yisrael, that's a we don't use.
Yeah, but what he's saying, when don't we use the Lechatchila is only to have them together. To have Zeh Acher. Basically, that is what the Rambam is telling me, is to have Zeh Acher Zeh.
But Yad Yehuda himself and Achanan. Yad Yehuda himself and Achanan. Right. When you take apart, Yad Yehuda himself is held that if there's no Shishim, so then, unless you have Shishim, if you don't have Shishim, you bet him have a problem. It's just we can rely on Timas Yisrael. Unless it's Timas Yisrael, we don't use Lechatchila.
But yeah, who says we don't use Timas Yisrael for Zeh Acher Zeh? Where do you see we don't use Timas Yisrael for Zeh Achaz?
Isn't that what the Rambam is talking about?
Where?
The Torah Schatis when he answers the Timas Yisrael?
Timas Yisrael.
I read it, he's talking about a case of
Simon Sadi Tess? Sadi Ches? He's not talking about Zachaz, he's talking about keeping together.
He's talking about
putting
it
to the Vina
or something?
Yeah, putting it in the Vina. Not to have Simon. Not to have Simon. Not Again, Hamtona, that's all Gufa. That's the whole you study. That is clear. That was where the Shach started from. This case of the Rambam, is saying by Kedemer Shobosar is going to be mutter to have Gvina after it within 6 hours, but Avadi can't have it together with the Gvina. So clearly, whatever case the Rambam is being Mekul, the Rambam is saying we can be Mekul in this case to have Gvina after this power of food cooked in a Kedemer Shobosar, but we wouldn't allow you to then cook, add milk to this Tavshol in a different pot. That's clearly saying we did the Rambam's clearly being machalic between eating them together and eating the milchims after the food cooked in a fleshing pot. So that's what the Yadim Zuhar is saying. Even though in Sadi Chas we said we're not saying Mechantim is Yisrael, that's to eat them together. But the Rambam is telling me that you want to eat milchims after something cooked in a fleshing pot, for that will be saying Mechantim is Yisrael.
Unless you say the Torah's Chas, there's saying in any case where it's a
You want to argue whether the Torah's Chatzis would agree with the Yadid? You can't. But that's what the Yadid wants to explain our Rambam. And I don't think there's any Hechreya if the Rambam didn't say like the Yadid. It's, you know, again, it's Nukim, whatever. It's a Gishmak, interesting Pshat in the Rambam. It wouldn't be our first, maybe, idea in the Rambam. But he said it. You can't say like this. You can't say with the Shach. Why can't you be keeping the Yadid? He hasn't mentioned it, but we keep making the basement as a big Lukim. So he thinks his Pshat, but I'd say, but even like that, it's still going to be Machra Chatzis. But Lemaisu, what I think Ben is Pshat Neshach is sort of putting it together. In other words, it's totally in Kabbalah, like the Yad Yehuda holds Lemaisa and said it's also sort of Bedas Hashach. But what's the degree? In other words, I think that the Yad Yehuda understood that the Shach would not agree with him. He understood that the Shach basically is only Toile in Kavana, up to some point which he doesn't specify what it is. But he thinks it's only telling Kabbalah. But he seems to have understood that the Shach, you know, the Yadu Lamaisa, what he holds Lamaisa is, he holds that anything that's Nirgash Tam, when you eat it, this Timas Yisrael, that's going to be Klaritz Asr. Right? That's the Yadu Lamaisa. He holds anything that's Nirgash Tam is Klaritz Asr. He understood that the Shach would have been matter that case if you didn't have come under the end. Even when the Tam is Nirgash, he says the Shach would have still been matter because you didn't have come under. I don't think that's Mucha. I think that Lamais is the Shach would have been made in that case. And that is, that the Shach is, the spoil in that, whatever the Shach is, whether the Shach is or isn't bringing Kavon at all, but certainly I think the Shach would be made that once you have a Tam that's Nirgash, then that's going to be also. Cain, you know, is really the Shach saying very similar to the Yad Yehuda. And the Shach is saying that when is he Matri? Yes, you're not going to have Shishim, but it can't be that it's going to taste Fleishim. And that, the Holocaust, the Pisach, I don't know what the Pisach Chuv himself meant, Bedas HaShach. Maybe that was his Katzas. But the problem is, I'll tell you why I don't think the Pisach Chuv meant that. Because I think that it's very stark mashma. Maybe you'll say it's not Muhav, but I think it's very stark mashma in the Pisach Chuv that he understood there's a machloik as the Beis Lechem Yehuda in the Shach. The Shach is going to be matir, a little bit of adding a little bit of Shamunis, but the Beis Lechem Yehuda is going to ask him. Now, Lamaisa, first of all, the Lashon of Beis Lechem Yehuda does not say, and I think the Pesach Chuv in that aspect quoted it reasonably accurately. I didn't see it inside either, though. doesn't say the word yearly, Ella, or whatever. The Beis Lachem Yudah says, Shkosel al Divrei Hashach. First of all, the Beis Lachem Yudah is Shkosel al Divrei Hashach, Zelo Shagay. Nearly davka sheinei leisim hamamoshes b'kavshe. So what does nearly davka mean? He's not arguing on the shach. He's explaining the shach. He's being magbil the shach. He's being magdir the shach. He's saying that the shach was matter k'dei reshulei hud chayofa nearly the davka, the shach was only matter davka when it was, what's his lashon? It's einei leisim hamamoshes b'kavshe. What does Tamma Moshe's B'tavshel mean? I want to say, fine. He's saying that the Shach himself was only being matter when there is no Tam Nirgash. There's not Shishim Kenegin, it's not Bottle B'Shishim, but as we know from the Ram tells me right things, 10, 20 already, they don't give Tam. We're not now, the maximum is going to get you up to 60, so Chazal and Omid put everything 60. But the essence, most things aren't going to get you anywhere near 60. So it was on that that the Shach was being maker. In between 60, where Lamaisa is, again, to eat them together, to eat them together, once you don't have Shisha, once it's not Balta B'Shisha, we're not going to let you eat them together. So it's going to be more, so the Indian not Barnat, eat them together is more hard. But here, when we're talking about Ze'achar, Ze'ah, so that's more cow. We're not going to, basically, that's what the Yehuda is saying, but the Bislachim Yehuda is saying it in the Shach. And that's what the Bislachim Yehuda is saying. I don't think the Pesachei Tshuva understood that that's what the Bislachim Yehuda is saying. So I'm saying, I don't know that what the Pesachei Tshuva said in the Shach is so much different, but he understood that the Bislachim Yehuda is arguing on the Shach, and I don't think the Bislachim Yehuda is agreeing on the Shach. The. Whose Shach? So he understood this level, he's arguing on the Shach.
He's chayzer in Kavon of the Shach.
That after he saw the Beis Lechem Yehuda, he's being chayzer at his. I won't be rough, I can't say that's not. But then in that case, but because, however you're going to say it is, there is no Hechreyach. That's number one, let's go. Again, what was the Madani Ashokhan's list of those who are Chaylik on the Shach and say you can't be matured if there isn't Shishim Kenegedit? So he started off with the Beis Lechem Yehuda and the Pesachei Tshuva. So I'm saying, no, that's not true. They're not arguing on the Shach. They're explaining the Shach, and they're explaining the Shach as saying that you don't need Shishim. Yes, you can't have 10% Shamnunis because that'll be Nirgash, whatever the pool is. But Shishim you don't need, that's the Seder. The Zimchei Tzedek and the Kaf HaChaim, I didn't see inside, but the place where I saw them brought down, what they say is the same Lashon as the Chagur Shmuel, it has to be Nizbato B'Mi'utai. So I'm not going to say Nizbato B'Mi'utai like I was arguing before the Pesach Tshuva maybe means 49%, but to say it means Shishim, Me'echateisim is Shishim. L'chaya, one could simply say, I'm not saying it's Muchach in their words, I'm not even convinced it's the most Poshup shot in their words, but one certainly could say in the Zedchei Tzedek and the Kafacham and the Chagur Shmuel, they say this battle of the Miyutai, they mean it's this battle to the point where it's not nice and tam the poyah. It has that 10-20 of the Ram Kenegadah, that now it's not Nirgash the tam. And that you need to say it, but that's again, that's not Kenegadah the Shah, that is the Shah. Let's see, who else? Fine. So Mice is, again, I can't say something, I didn't see the Birkias and the Erech HaShulchan to know what they're saying. But at the end of the day, we have Muchalpos. Now what we're saying is the way we want to understand the Shach now, it's certainly not Muchalabit, Rayyan Paiskimar, can I get that Shach? Number one is, we're saying, even the Yad is only half arguing on the Shach. He's arguing the way he understood the Shach, but again, there could still be a difference. The way I'm understanding the Shach, I don't see any Chreyach then to come on to any Chiluk in Kavan or not Kavan. Maybe that, but that much I don't see any achrayah from not like the Piskei Tshuva in that Nakuda, is once I'm saying that the Shach is being mechalak between Tavshel Shabbos is when it's Nirgash the Tam, Kedei Rishon Yehud Chayof is when there isn't Shishim and it's not Nirgash, I don't see any achrayah to be mechalak between whether you added a Kavana or it just happened to be there without your laziness that it was there. I don't see any achrayah. I don't see achrayah one way or the other, but Mehecha Tesa that added new factor in the Shach once it's not Much. I have a terrace in the Shach. I can explain the Shach now without coming onto Kavanah. So I don't see
any.
Right, more basic. What the Piskei Tshuva does, explaining that the Piskei Tshuva, his ktsas means, his ma'at means, ad shenirgash, and the Piskei Tshuva means no. Yes, sort of. I don't want to call Piskei Tshuva, it's not the Pashut way we understood the Piskei Tshuva before. But.
What do you mean the
Pashut
way
is
the Piskei Tshuva?
I'm saying Pashut's roots of the Piskei Tshuva are the hearers of the Shach, no matter how much you add. As long as it's not Roy. So I'm saying, the Pesach Jew isn't saying he chulut between Nirgash Tam and not Nirgash Tam. I'm saying, when he says Ktsas, that's what he means. Say it.
According to the Shach,
you think the Yisrael tastes it and says that there is Tam Basar here?
There's no Tam Basar.
There's no Tam Basar. So you can't eat it with the cheese. No, because we're not saying about Hantim as Yisrael, that's Tzadi Chas.
Shach himself is for us.
Shach himself is for
us. Okay. Fine. So the mice is. Oh, and so assuming that is Pshat Neshach, assuming I write this Pshat Neshach, and the Neshach is the mice being matter, even when you're Rishish and connected it, but as long as it's not Nirgash the Tam. So then the mice, the Yad of Ram, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, the Yalkut, whatever it is, he passes more like the Neshach even when you're Rishish. The Aruch Shulchan also passes the Neshach even without Shish. Minchas Yankiv, and the Bapatir's Oshim also, the Bapatir's Oshim is certainly passing the Shach. They say it doesn't have to be, even if it's not Hudach Yof. They don't say Shishim, they don't tell me whether they're talking about Shishim or not. Also the Chachmas Sadim. And the Igris Moshe. The Igris Moshe, Aruch HaShulchan, Yad Avram, I think Minchas Yankiv are clearly passing the Shach. You don't need, the Shach in saying you don't need Shishim. The Bapatir's Oshim and Chachmas Sadim are passing that you, Kedir Shloi Hudach Yof, but they don't tell me how much is left over. But to say that Roy Pleismer Kenegib the Shach, I think is Bechal not true anymore. So first of all, we do pass from the Shach. Because the Chachmas, here we have, again, the Minchas Yankiv, the Chachmas Adam, Aruch HaShulchan, it was Moshe pass from the Shach. Prima Gadam, okay, they say also pass from the Shach. So we have, in the Prima Gadam, now we have Bechal Roy Bechalim do pass from the Shach. Some of them say Mefurish even when you don't have Shishim. And even those who don't, there's no hechreyach that they wouldn't say it. There's no hechreyach that they're saying you do need shishim. It's in Gans and Yishmasava to say the Shach is talking about when you have davka, when you have shishim, as we mentioned. So in that case, then, according to that one of the Shach, there will again be klor that he matter the case with the chal on top of the pot. Because it's l'chayim not nirgash hambasir in the chal. But what else is l'chayim you don't even need? I think we pass from the Shach as long as it's not nirgash the top. Besides that, to be matter the chawa, I have anywhere the Yadid himself would be matter, because again, there's no nirgash.
If it was just on this,
what do you have left for? What do you have left to be matter now? The chayshish, maybe that looks like the base mare. And that's all assuming, remember going back, then not by not bivas achas.
This machlokes alone, would you say there's enough weight against the bismir?
I think so. I think that you have pretty clear. We have the ba, the teres oshim, the chachmas on the prima garden, the aruch hashulchan erus moshe, all passed in the shach. You're all holding that a kedei shloi hu dechiyope is going to be mutter to eat the food cooked in it, and not wait 6 hours for a tevina afterwards. So the bismir is basically das yochid. Can they get all the Gedalia Paisa?
Just
because
you have to bring
I'm being careful to say, I'm not going with the Piskechu. He can change them in the Piskechu. I don't know.
I'm saying the Piskei Tshuva himself.
I don't want to be the same.
He's saying the Piskei Tshuva is a part of the Beis Lechem Yehuda. It's not like it's like a big mega. And Rav Peres is saying that the Beis Lechem Yehuda himself also Rav Peres.
I don't have a problem with saying
this. Pisca Chuba himself you could, but the Pisca Chuba the way you have to say it, you really can't. Because the beginning of the Pisca Chuba is like
the first place. Oh,
you want to say he's more maple, he's more machmer, and then.
So getting back to it, so I think, frankly,
Pisca Chuba does have a lot of weight, though.
Yes, you know. Okay. I didn't know why. So it seems to me, and I guess also his way is the way he understood the Beis Lechem Yehuda, which I'm saying I think is a partial mistake in Beis Lechem Yehuda. I mean, Google the Beis Lechem Yehuda is explaining Shach, according to the same, they basically argue on Shach. Mice, the way, if that Nikud and
Beis Lechem Yehuda. We don't know, but it's inside. Al was Al-Min, inside or something.
At the end of the day, I think, frankly speaking, that this chumrah to wait 6 hours after eating a slice of challah is ridiculous. Because. Because mitzvah are sugya, as we said. The emes, I think the shach will be matured, and that's the halach. Even the yadid is chayuk on the shach, he'll be matured. Even the. The Madani Yisrael wants you to wait 6 hours after eating a slice of challah, even if it's not going to have any tam basr. So the shach doesn't hold that way, and that's the halacha. And the halacha, I think, is like the shach. The Yad Yehuda doesn't hold that way. I don't think he speaks it out.
If you take a towel and put on there, it smells marmishly delicious.
So you get dressed. Yes. That's right. This is all ignoring. From when Arsugya lay mechayir, that whole hanocha mechayir is out the window. As you said, he's based on two hanochas. His other one we didn't learn yet, but is also not a given. He only took it on himself as a chumra, as a suffix, to say that we're chayish for the chavas das, the nabanab vas achas is din tam rishen. And as we pointed out, the Metzius is again. This is all only going to be negaya if the Patz Malah receives Chulachar, because otherwise, again, the whole Shaila doesn't start. You want to know what? Why get yourselves into Shailas? The best thing to do is wrap the challah anyway in aluminum foil, or you put it on the lid of the pot, and then you don't have any Shailas to shtek there. The lid of the pot to the foil is shtek there. You don't have any shadows. I wouldn't, even though the Rabbah does say that l'chatchila you should be careful, shnekedeiros, in this case I think, I don't have any problem l'chatchila putting it on wrapped in aluminum foil. A single layer of aluminum foil.
What if you taste the time?
If you taste the time, that's a different question.
Not a lot, a little bit.
You have to know the gathered near Gersh time, and if you can taste the time, then I don't know if there's anyone who's going to be mad. Okay, said. But nobody passed that.
And it seems like from the beginning
of the Pesachim Chuba himself is pretty mashed, but he either is chayzik in the Havan in the Shach, like Menachem wanted to learn, or he holds the halachos like the Beis Lechem Yehuda k'neged the Shach. Whether he understood the Beis Lechem Yehuda explaining the Shach or arguing on the Shach, he doesn't hold the lechayr that the halachos like the way he explained the Shach. So yes, he may have understood that the Shach would be mapped to that case, but he's not passing. So what if you taste, if your challah tastes fleishig, I don't know if anyone is going to be mapped to that. Unless you're going to start saying Alta Barnat. Unless you're going to grab them and sing Nabana Bavas Achas, because Nabanat is much even when you do taste the Mukhara. The Rishayna Mukhara. The Allah has accepted his time when you do taste it. Fine. So, Baz Hashem, tomorrow morning, I'll try to bring my Mukhara's inside design. We have to start, we have to finish. There is a possibility that this month we will only finish Sif Aleph and Bez of Tzadi Zayin. I don't consider that B'diavid because Sif Gimel of Tzadi Zayin gets banged into the whole Nat Barnat. So if we wait and do Gimel Tzadi Zayin together with Nat Barnat next month, that wouldn't be so terrible. It might even be better, we'll see how much time we have, but through the first three sifrim of Tzadi, let's say we finish Sef Aleph and Beis of Tzadi Zayin and have 2 days left, I would prefer to try to get in the first three sifrim of Tzadi Aleph, which are also Har Chokos, rather than getting Sif Gimel of Tzadi Zayin. Hagam is jumping around some other and chopping them up with Tzadi Zayin. But we'll see, that's all theoretical, assuming we finish the first two sifrim of Tzadi Zayin with time to spare. Remember, with just kind of being smack in the middle of the week, we don't know.